KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, K201DA King Cove, KFPS False Pass.
Welcome to The Menu on Native America Calling, our special feature on Indigenous food. I'm Andy Murphy. Billions of federal dollars aimed at helping Native American farmers and other people of color in agriculture are up in the air after a confusing array of executive orders and spending freezes from the Trump administration. In North Carolina, the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians is helping save an endangered fish that is also a traditional food source. And a Suquamish ethnobotanist takes children on a plant walk with her upcoming children's book. We're back after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Navajo Nation officials this week addressed ongoing concerns about the recent restart of uranium ore hauling through the reservation. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports it follows months of negotiations with the owners of a mine near the Grand Canyon.
In an online video, acting Navajo Attorney General Heather Claw said the tribe was unable to prevent the transport despite opposition from many residents, lawmakers, and Navajo President Boo Nigrin. The tribe doesn't have jurisdiction over the haul route, which is made up of state and federal highways.
So the next best thing that we needed to go ahead and do is to make sure that we protected our Navajo Nation people. So that's why we took the approach of negotiating terms in order to make sure that this agreement provides those protections.
Navajo officials can now inspect the truckloads before they enter the reservation, and the shipments are limited to certain hours and days. The agreement also includes emergency response procedures and several other provisions. Stephen Etzidy, executive director of the tribe's Environmental Protection Agency, pointed out that the mine is fully permitted with state and federal agencies.
We took that and trying to develop as many mechanisms as we can to push the limits of regulation and oversight on this transport activity for the benefit of our communities, and that's where we remain focused.
Earlier this month, 25-ton trucks of uranium ore left the Pinyon Plain mine near the south rim of the Grand Canyon, bound for a mill in southern Utah. The shipments passed through several northern Arizona communities and a large swath of the Navajo Nation. The tribe expects 10 trucks per day for the next 2 to 4 years. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heiches in Flagstaff.
A young boy from White Mountain, Alaska, leaped into action recently when flames enveloped his family's home. And as KNOM's Ben Townsend tells us, the second grader likely saved his great-grandmother's life.
Roseanne Titus was getting ready for the day on Thursday morning when she saw flames coming from a bathroom at the front of the house. Her granddaughter and great-grandson were still in bed. Titus tried unsuccessfully to put out the fire and then rushed to wake up her family. But the flames had spread into the hallway, blocking the way out of the house. That's when her great-grandson, 8-year-old Colton Kanuka Cauchy, sprang into action.
He kind of jumped out the window and ran for help.
That's Colton's mother, Vanessa Marie Kanuka. She said her son plunged 10 feet from the window to a snowdrift below. He ran through deep snow to get help, which came in the form of Shane Bergamashi, a volunteer firefighter. Bergamashi helped pull Titus through a window and rushed her to the local clinic to await a medevac.
They helped us right away when we got in with my grandma's burns and smoke inhalation. I only had a popped knee and a few frost bites on my toes.
Titus was flown to Anchorage, where she was treated for burns on her shoulder and arm. The home was a loss, including personal belongings and 2 moose legs from a recent hunt. Despite the heartbreak of losing the family home, Colton's grandmother, Nora Brown, who was not in the home at the time, credited her grandson with keeping the situation from getting much worse.
We would have probably lost my mother, and the houses nearby probably would have caught fire also.
Bering Air is ferrying donations to the family, and a GoFundMe has been set up. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Townsend.
The National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. is displaying 2 gowns worn by Oscar-nominated actor Lily Gladstone. The installation opens Friday ahead of Sunday's Oscars. Both gowns were a custom collaboration designed by Gucci and indigenous artist Joe Big Mountain. featuring native design and quill work. 4 public programs are planned in March. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
DTTrack, your healthcare partner, provides access to a nationwide network of qualified healthcare temporary staff, including medical billing professionals that optimize your revenue cycles. More at dt-track.com who support this show.
Support provided by First National Bank Alaska, offering a one-solution, tailored approach to meet the financial needs of Alaskans by providing banking services, loans, investments, and more to help shape a brighter tomorrow. Learn more at fnbalaska.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is The Menu on Native America Calling, our regular feature on Indigenous food sovereignty. I'm Andy Murphy. The sickle fin red horse, a kind of suckerfish found only in North Carolina and Georgia, has a long history with the Cherokee tribe. Well before the tribe's removal from that part of the southeast, this river fish has been a source of food and ecological health. Today, it's an endangered species and is getting help from the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians and local conservation groups so that it can thrive again in 2 Appalachian Mountains rivers. Squamish ethnobotanist Leah Joseph's first book is full of color and illustrations. This Land Knows Me, a nature walk exploring Indigenous wisdom, is a children's book that gives young readers a sample of Squamish plant knowledge, language, and culture. We'll talk with Lee later in the hour, but first, executive orders from the Trump administration have the potential to affect Native farmers and tribal food. Our guest from the Indigenous Food and Agriculture Initiative will help us understand how, for example, erasing DEI from federal programming and freezing federal funds could affect tribal food sovereignty. Join us by calling 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Joining us now is Carly Griffith-Hotveth. She is the Executive Director of the Indigenous Food and Agriculture Initiative and a citizen of the Cherokee Nation. Welcome back to The Menu, Carly.
Hello, Andy. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for joining again. So let's start with talking about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. The Trump administration has been busy erasing it from programming and defunding that kind of programming. How does that relate to federal food programs and Native farmers?
Well, one of the first issues that we saw come up with this was related to the elimination of the executive order titled the White House Initiative on Advancing Educational Equity, Excellence, and Economic Opportunity for Native Americans and Strengthening Tribal Colleges and Universities. Those tribal colleges and universities are what we refer to as 1994 institutions authorized under the Farm Bill, which means that they offer coursework to Native students related to land management, natural resources, agriculture, et cetera. And under that executive order, we had seen, you know, a lot more progress and support from the federal government to those tribal colleges and universities. So that was one of the first ones that went away. And it was pretty detrimental for the focus on tribal colleges and universities, especially curriculum offerings related to natural resource and agriculture programs. Broadly, we know that tribal people identify, it's a political status for us as far as, you know, being a citizen of the Cherokee Nation like myself, or being enrolled with another federally recognized tribe, we enjoy, you know, a political status rather than a race-based distinction. And the worry is largely that a lot of the DEI focus is going to be misinterpreted or misapplied in a race-based distinction to Native Americans rather than being recognized as a political sovereign and ensuring that federal trust obligation and that government-to-government relationship. We have seen some reassurances, for example, from Secretary Burgum with the Department of Interior about the intent to continue to deliver Indigenous-serving programs through the Department of Interior and through the Bureau of Indian Affairs. We haven't seen a similar statement come out from USDA. And what we have seen, however, is what appears to be a Control-F style word search going through different programs, contracts, and awards that have been made throughout across federal agencies, including USDA, targeting any sort of contractor agreement where the recipient has an institutional policy of supporting DEI initiatives or the contract topic touches on DEI-related topics that were flagged under the current administration. One of the ones, for example, that I recently saw was the termination of a Forest Service contract with a Warm Springs entity that was tasked with studying their oral histories and traditions.
Looks like we have a New Haven and King Cove game going on right now. It's a little bit into the first quarter. So I'll put it right on for you.
Gould has the ball for King Cove, dribbling, looking for a shot. He's going to pass to Wilson, back to Gould. Deep three-pointer for Gould. No good. Rebounded by New Haven. Nicholas Wassily bringing the ball up for New Haven. Looking for another coast-to-coast bucket. Tried the layup, couldn't get it. He's going to get his own rebound. And tipped over the half-court line by King Cove. New Haven recovers. They're going to bring it the other way. 4-8, King Cove with a four-point lead. So New Haven swinging the ball around the perimeter, trying to find an open man. Shot attempt there from Riley Young, and it is good. A little middle-of-the-key jump shot from Riley Young to get New Haven only down by two. Riley Wilson for King Cove, three-point attempt, no good. Rebounded by New Haven. They got a fast break. Looking, and it is good. Fast break bucket by Joseph K there, number 45. And that's going to tie the game up here, 8-8. Michael Gould, a nice jump there to Brennan Larson for 2 points on a fast break. Scores 8-10. New Haven's going to call a timeout. So we've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. New Haven down by two, scores 8-10. New Haven with a nice little scoring streak there to get them back in this game. It was 8-0 at one point, but New Haven working that fast break and just getting it going. Our high scorer right now for King Cove, Michael Gould, with 6 points. Already a impressive first quarter, considering how much time has gone by. New Haven, Nick Wassily, number 32, with 4 points. Keep an eye on these guys. We'll see how the night goes for them. So far, only one personal foul called, and that's going to be on Joseph K, number 45, with the only personal foul here tonight. Both teams coming out of the huddle right now, getting ready to start this middle of this first quarter. New Haven has the ball at half court. They will be inbounding. Number 11, Lucas and Nealon, inbounding for New Haven. So ball is in. New Haven looking to tie this game up or take the lead here. Passing the ball around, looking for a shot. Little short corner jump shot from number 5, Riley Young. That was impressive. A little fadeaway jump shot from Young to tie up this game. King Cove's ball and Michael Gould with the ball at the top of the three-point line. Passes it to Wilson. Wilson passing it around. Sailor Gould, three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by Brennan Larson, though. Larson passed it out to Gould. Michael Gould, and he's going to be called for a travel. So a turnover by King Cove, New Haven ball. New Haven with a chance to take the lead here in the first quarter. So New Haven swinging the ball to the right. Looks like a shot from the corner. Three-point is good. That was number 23, Scout and Nealon with the corner three-pointer to give New Haven the lead. 13-10, New Haven leading. Michael Gould, another travel call on him. trying to work it inside, but couldn't quite get his footwork down. That's going to be a turnover for King Cove. New Haven ball coming the other way. Score is 13-10. New Haven with a chance to extend their lead even more. A nice little scoring streak here from New Haven. New Haven passing the ball around the perimeter. Looking to get something going here. About 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. New Haven moving the ball. Good ball movement. And there's a jump shot attempt by number 23 of New Haven. No good. Rebounded by 5, Riley Young. And he's going to hit that off the feet of Larson. So it's going to stay on the New Haven side. New Haven inbounding the ball. Scout Anilin with the inbound. He's going to pass it in to Joseph Kay. And it looks like it was tipped over the half-court line by King Cove. So it's going to stay a New Haven ball. They're going to go back and get that, dribble it up. Corner three-pointer there from New Haven. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. That was a shot attempt by Colton Wassily. No good. King Cove with the rebound. Score is still 13-10. King Cove with a chance to tie it up here. And number one for King Cove, Logan Iapana, had it at the top of the key. Going to be called for a travel call. So that is nearly three consecutive drives right there with King Cove travel calls. Definitely something to keep an eye on. New Haven bringing the ball off the court. Number five, Riley Young with the ball, passing it around to the right. Going to the right again. Three-point attempt there from New Haven. No good. King Cove has the rebound, bringing it the other way. Michael Gould dribbling on the left side of the court. Looking for Larson. Larson's got it. Dumps it back to Gould. Gould, three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by Larson. Larson's going to try and go for the putback layup there. But it's no good. He's fouled on the way up and will be taking a trip to the line here. So two free throws coming up for Brennan Larson. Larson so far with 2 points, hoping to get two more on the free throw line here. The first free throw by Larson is good. Score is 13-11, so a 2-point gain here. New Haven leading by 2. 1 minute and 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Larson going for his second free throw attempt, and it is good. 2 for 2 from Larson. Only a 1-point lead here by New Haven. Score is 13-12. New Haven has the ball. Trying to get some movement here on offense. Number five, dribbling at the top, passes to the corner, and a travel called on number 23, Scout and Nealon. So it's going to be a King Cove ball coming the other way. About 1 minute left here in the first quarter, a very close game thus far. Number four, Gould with the ball, passing it down low to Thompson. Thompson going up for a shot, but he's going to be fouled. So big man Thompson's going to head to the line for King Cove. He's got a chance to take the lead for the T-Jacks here. Two shots coming up. Thompson, one of last night's top scorers for King Cove. Thus scoreless, but a chance to get two here on the free throw line. First shot is no good. And a sub here for New Haven, number 22, Colton Wassily coming in. He's going to come in for 23, Scout and Nealon. Thompson's second free throw attempt is good. And that's going to tie the game up here. 13-13, 1 minute left in the first quarter. New Haven with the ball. Trying to get a little bit of a lead here before they go into the second quarter. And that's a shot from Wassily. No good. Colton Wassily with a 3-point attempt. No good. King Cove's going to get the rebound and bring it the other way. So Larson with the ball, looking for Thompson down low. Thompson passes it out to Michael Gould. Gould dumps it down to Iapana. Iapana to Thompson. It's ripped out of Thompson's hands by number five, Riley Young. So New Haven ball. And a nice drive there by number 32, Nicholas Wassily, to get two more points for New Haven. 15-13, New Haven with a 2-point lead. Bad pass by Michael Gould, stolen by Lucas Anilin. Anilin's bringing it the other way. He's got a man open down low. Number five, Riley Young, a little jump shot. No good. Lucas went in there for the putback, and he's going to get the foul. So right at the buzzer, Lucas Anilin got the foul and will be shooting 2 points right here. So Lucas standing by himself on the free throw line. End of the first quarter. A chance for New Haven to extend their lead here. A very close game here in Port Allsworth. Both teams having a little bit of trouble with turnovers. But overall, some good play from both teams. Our top scorer so far, number 4, Michael Gould, as well as number 32, Nick Wassily, both with 6 points. So Wassily was able to make both free throws, extending that New Haven lead. Score is now 17-13. New Haven with a 4-point lead. Both teams are in the huddle talking it over, getting ready for this second quarter. So just for everybody that doesn't know, winner of this game will advance to the loser bracket semifinals, where they will play the winner of Bristol Bay versus Finalian. That game is going to be taking place immediately after this one. We will not be streaming it on this network, but if you want to watch that, go to the NFHSnetwork.com website and search up Finalian, where you can watch the Bristol Bay versus Finalian game. So both teams taking the court again to start this second quarter. King Cove has the ball at half court. They will start with possession here. Inbound pass to Michael Gould. Gould and Larson passing the ball back and forth. They're going to pass to Wilson on the right side. Wilson dribbling the ball back to Gould. And a little bit of a mishap there. Some fumbling around the ball, but Wilson able to recover it. Wilson with a 3-point attempt. No good. It's going to go off the rim and out of bounds. So New Haven ball, 17-13. New Haven with the lead. Michael Gould putting some pressure on New Haven here. Coming up the court. And a travel called on number 32, Nicholas Wassily of New Haven. So that's going to be a King Cove ball coming the other way. King Cove down 4 points. Needing a few buckets here to get back into this game. 15, Larson with the ball. He's looking to the high corner. That's Sailor Gould. Shot attempt there from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by New Haven. Number 32, Nicholas Wassily bringing the ball up the court. Passing it out to the left corner. And the ball is lost there, but recovered there by Lucas and Nealon. So Lucas is going to pass up to the top. Number 32, Nicholas Wassily, motioning for his team to get something going. They're going to pass to the corner, and a 3-point attempt there by Lucas. No good. Rebounded by Colton Wassily. Passing it back out to Lucas. Lucas with a 3-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by number 32, Nicholas Wassily, but stolen by number 1, Iapana of King Cove. Michael Gould with a 3-point attempt. And no good. Rebounded by 32, Nicholas Wassily. Wassily looking to Anilin. Anilin dumping it down low to number 5, Riley Young, and he's able to draw the foul on that layup attempt. No good on the shot, but he's going to go to the line for 2 here. 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in this second quarter. Riley Young on the line, hoping to extend the New Haven lead here. Remember, loser of this game is eliminated from the tournament and will not have a chance to advance to the state 1A tournament in Anchorage. So first free throw there by Riley Young is good. Young with 5 points on the night so far, and he's got the second one. So score is 19-13. Both free throws good by Riley Young there. King Cove has the ball. Brennan Larson for King Cove dribbling it up. He's dribbling inside, looking. A nice finish there by Brennan Larson. He's got 2, and he's going to go to the line for the and one. Brennan Larson with 2 points there on a nice drive to the basket with a chance for a 3-point play here. And Larson's got it. He's completed the 3-point play. Score is 19-16 now, a 3-point game here in Port Allsworth. New Haven with the ball, looking to keep their lead going here. Passing it around the perimeter. New Haven's looking to the corner, and Nealon has it in the corner. He's going to pass it out. Passing around New Haven. Some good motion by New Haven players. King Cove looks like they're in a 3-1-3-1 defense. doing a good job of stopping New Haven. They're able to force a turnover there. Stolen by number one, Iapana. So Brennan Larson with the ball. He's dribbling inside again. Dumps it to Sailor Gould. He's going to kick it out to Wilson. Wilson looking to Larson on the other side of the court. Three-point attempt from him. No good. Rebounded by Michael Gould, though. Gould looking to Riley Wilson. Three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by New Haven. New Haven has a fast break attempt here. Number five of New Haven. Riley Young with a three-point attempt. No good. That ball is going to go off the rim and be rebounded by King Cove. King Cove bringing it the other way. Michael Gould driving inside. A little floater from Gould, and it's good. So Michael Gould with 8 points now on the night, making this a one-point game. New Haven 19, King Cove 18. Malamutes have the ball. New Haven Malamutes passing it around the perimeter, looking for a shot. They've got it in the corner. Coming back left again. Good motion by the Malamutes. They're keeping this offense moving, keeping their guys in motion, trying to work a good shot. But King Cove is playing some good defense. And one shot. Nicholas Wassley of the Malamutes has a nice take inside, gets the bucket, and draws the foul. So that's going to be a chance for a three-point play here by number 32, Nicholas Wassley. Wassley at the line scores now 21-18. Wassily, free throw is no good, but rebounded by Lucas and Nealon. He's going to pass it back out to Wassily. Wassily's got the big man down low, Colton Wassily. Little jump shot from him, no good. King Cove gets the rebound. So score is 21-18, three-point game. We got Iapana wide open. Michael Gould with a nice assist to Iapana down low for that King Cove bucket. One-point lead here by the Malamutes. Score is 21-20, 4 minutes left in the second quarter. New Haven passing the ball around, trying to find something going. And that's going to go out of bounds. A bad pass there by number five, Riley Young, is going to go out of bounds. So King Cove ball coming the other way. King Cove with a chance to take the lead here in this game. Michael Gould dribbling the ball. He's going to pull up. No good. Three-point attempt there by Gould. He gets his own rebound. He's got it in the corner. Gould looking for Larson. But it's going to be stolen by number 32, Nicholas Wassily. Wassily taking it the other way. Wassily looking for a fast break layup, but he's not going to make the shot, but draw the foul. So Wassily going to the line, hoping to give New Haven a three-point lead here. Wassily, one of our top scorers of the night, with 8 points so far, a chance to get over that 10-point mark with two made free throws here. So score is 21-20, New Haven leading by one. Wassily's first three throw is no good. New Haven's going to call a timeout before Wassily shoots that second free throw. So we're going to go into this timeout. When we get back, Wassily will have one more free throw left. New Haven wanting to talk it up. Looks like Coach Henry Olympic wants to change it up a little bit for the Malamutes. Olympic drawing up a few plays for the guys, trying to get them a little bit of a lead here before they head into the halftime break. King Cove, Coach Ricky De La Cruz talking it over with his guys, trying to make some adjustments. King Cove desperately needing a few points here to get this lead back. Overall, some solid play on both sides of the ball. Our top scorer for tonight is definitely number four, Michael Gould, who's had 8 points for the T-Jacks. Gould has had a phenomenal tournament so far. 31 points on his first night, and then a very good night last night as well. We are back at the free throw line where number 32, Nicholas Wassily, is going to make that second free throw attempt. So score is now 22-20, New Haven with the 2-point lead. King Cove has the ball, hoping to tie this up or take the lead right here with this possession. King Cove's Michael Gould has the ball at the top. Larson with the ball passes it to Iapana at the top. Michael Gould with a deep three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by number 11, Lucas and Nealon of New Haven, but he's going to go out of bounds, so it's going to stay a King Cove ball. King Cove's Larson inbounding the ball, looking for a man. And he's got Wilson in the corner. Wilson dribbling around, and he's got it. Riley Wilson, number three for King Cove, a little mid-range jumper there. to tie this game up. So 22-22 tie ball game here in Port Allsworth. We've got 3 minutes left in the second quarter. New Haven with the basketball, looking to take the lead. Three-point attempt there from number five, Riley Young, is no good. Looks like it's going to go off of the hands of a King Cove player who is attempting to rebound it there. So staying a New Haven ball. Scores 22-22, tie game. New Haven with an inbound play. Shot attempt there from Riley Young. And no good. Wasn't able to get that shot. Rebounded by Young again. And he's going to be fouled on the ground. So New Haven ball under the basket. New Haven has got Lucas Anilin. He's going to pull up for that mid-range jumper. No good. Rebounded by Brennan Larson. Pass to Michael Gould down the court. Gould, a little pull-up jump shot there. No good. Rebounded by the big man Thompson, though. And he's going for two. No good. Couldn't get that basket. Score is still tied 22-22. We've got about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. New Haven with the ball. New Haven swinging the ball around the perimeter. Joseph Kay in the corner. Can't get it. Rebounded by Brennan Larson. Larson's got Iupana wide open under the King Cove basket. An easy layup there for number one, Logan Iupana. King Cove with their first lead of the second quarter. Scores 24-24. New Haven, a little jump shot attempt there from Riley Young. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. King Cove with a chance to extend their lead. Larson to Iupana. Had him wide open again. Score is now 22-26. King Cove now taking the lead here in Port Allsworth. So New Haven coach Henry Olympic is going to call a timeout and try to make some adjustments here with his guy just losing the lead there. We've got 2 minutes left in the second quarter before we head to the break. Excellent play on both sides of the ball. Number 15, Brennan Larson, having a phenomenal night. A few assists in there as well as... looks like 7 points for number 15, Brennan Larson. Of course, we have Michael Gould, number four, with 8 points. And Logan Iupana, number one, with six. On the New Haven side, an incredible performance from Nick Wassily, who's got 9 points, really close to getting over that 10-point mark. And Riley Young, number five, with 6 points and 100% from the free throw line. Lucas Anilin, number 11, with a pair of free throws. And Scout Anilin with 3 points. So both teams taking the court again. It's going to be a New Haven ball on the King Cove side of the court. Coming their way. Number five, Riley Young, dribbling the ball up the court for New Haven. They're going to swing the ball to the right, looking in the corner, going to the high post, back outside, swing it to the left, and Michael Gould with the steal. He's bringing it the other way. A fast point here for fast break by Michael Gould. He's got 2 points, extending that King Cove lead. Scores 22-28. New Haven with the ball on the left side of the court. Got a wide open man. That's number 22, Colton Wassily. A little bit of a error there in the King Cove defense. Gets Wassily an easy layup. So King Cove is the ball, 24-28. Michael Gould pulling up for a little top of the key jump shot there. No good. It's going to go off the rim and out of bounds. So New Haven basketball scores 24-28. King Cove leading this game. New Haven has the ball. A drive inside by 32, Nicholas Wassily. He's going to kick it back out. Riley Young has got number 22, Colton Wassily, down low. He's going to try the shot, but no good. King Cove with the rebound. And Riley Wilson for King Cove has got the three-pointer. Score is 24-31. New Haven extending their lead. And three-point attempt by Nicholas Wassily is blocked by Michael Gould. Gould has been doing it all tonight. Steals, blocks, three-pointers, nice assists. He's the man for King Cove right now. So King Cove has the ball, looking to get a shot here. Number one, Logan Iupana, with a shot in there inside the key, rebounded by King Cove, swinging it around. Riley Wilson with the ball at the top of the perimeter. Michael Gould, deep three-pointer. No good. That shot's going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. So New Haven ball with 27 seconds left. 24-31. New Haven trying to get their last shot of the night off. Trying to get it into number 11, Lucas and Nealon, but Sailor Gould for King Cove is going to deflect that ball out of bounds. New Halen ball, 20 seconds on the clock before we head into the break. New Halen trying to bid their time, get this last shot of the night off. Three-point attempt there from number 22, Colton Wassily. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. 5 seconds left. And it looks like Sailor Gould was a little confused there on the time. He had 5 seconds left, and he chucked a full-court shot there. So New Halen's got a chance. 2 seconds on the clock. Colton Wassily putting up a little mid-range shot there, trying to get something off before the buzzer, but that's no good. So score is 24-31 here at the half. What an awesome game we've had. Both these teams have been going back and forth. Very close game here in Port Allsworth. 24-31. King Cove has the lead right now. Both teams are going to go into the break. We got 10 minutes here at halftime. A little halftime report here. Let's take a look at King Cove. On the King Cove side of the ball, Logan Iapana, number one, has had some awesome fast break points, able to get open on some backdoor cuts. He's got 6. Number 3, Riley Wilson, 7 points from him, a 3-pointer, and then a pair of layups. Some nice play from him. Wilson, first night of the tournament, we saw some incredible play shooting-wise from him. 7 3-pointers for Wilson, so definitely a certified bucket for King Cove. So definitely keep an eye on him on this second half. We'll see if he's able to get some heat going here for the King Cove T-Jacks. Michael Gould, high scorer for King Cove, and he's got 10 points. Gould really been the man here for King Cove tonight, finding good assists, dumping it off to teammates, getting fast break points, steals, blocks, good defensive play from him. He's really been having himself a tournament, getting stuff going. Number 12, Jersey Mac, no points for him. Number 13, Sailor Gould, no points for him as well. Number 15, Brennan Larson, having a good night as well with 7 points, 100% from the free throw line, and then 4 points for him. Number 34, big man Robert Thompson. He's got 2 points, had that and one chance for a three-point play, was not able to get that free throw. But definitely a player to be looking at. This is for sure a key part of their offense. Number 34, Robert Thompson, had a pretty solid night last night against Sandpoint. So definitely a player to be watching. On the New Halen side of the ball, number 5, Riley Young, with 6 points, a pair of free throws, and then 2 two-pointer shots there. Lucas and Nealon, number 11, with 2 free throws. So he's got 2 points. Colton Wassily, number 22, has 2 points. Nick Wassily, number 32, looks like is the high scorer for New Halen. He's got 9 points. Joseph Day for New Halen, number 45, he's got 2 points. And Scout Anilin with 3. As far as fouls, New Halen doing pretty well. Only player on their side of the ball is Joe K, who's got 2 fouls, number 45. So nobody really in any foul trouble here for New Halen. As far as fouls go on the King Cove side, Riley Wilson, number 3, with 1 foul. Michael Gould, number 4, with 1 foul. And Brennan Larson, number 15, with 2 fouls. So nobody here really in any major foul trouble. We'll see how this looks in the second half here tonight. Both teams, this has been quite the battle, going back and forth, trying to get the lead on either side of the ball. Some solid defensive play from both teams, some solid offensive play from both teams, but overall, this one has just been a battle. So, if you guys haven't been paying attention to the tournament, this is a pretty crucial game for both of these teams, as loser will be eliminated from the tournament and will not have a chance to compete in the 1A state basketball tournament taking place in Anchorage 2 weeks from now. The winner of this game, however, will go on to play the winner of Bristol Bay versus Canalian. That game will be taking place immediately after this one. If you have not, we will not be showing that game on this network. So make sure you tune in to the NFHSnetwork.com website to watch that game. Bristol Bay versus Tenalian, that should be a pretty good game. So winner of Bristol Bay versus Tenalian will face winner of this game. Winner of this game will go on for the Losers Bracket Championship game. So, as far as the winner's side bracket, last night we had a awesome game between King Cove and Sandpoint, a very close game between some division rivals there. Sandpoint able to squeak that victory out to move on to the championship game, where they're going to face the number one seeded Manicotic. Manicotic played last night as well against the number four seeded Tenalian with a pretty decisive victory. Manicotic has been on fire this season. Some awesome players on their side of the ball. Number 20 for Manicotic has been the man, averaging 26 points this year. One of the top-rated 1A players this year. And last night against an alien, he had 44. So these guys are looking to put on a show tonight against Sandpoint. But Sandpoint, with a very solid team as well, number 23 for them, Rowdy Tripp, has had quite the tournament. Last night, gotten some foul trouble, had to sit out most of the third quarter. But overall, it's been really a solid piece for Sandpoint. So that's definitely a game tonight that you guys don't want to miss, Manicotic versus Sandpoint. That will be covered on this network, so make sure you tune in at 8 o'clock p.m. for that one. 4 minutes left at halftime. The New Haven Malamutes on the court trying to get a few shots in, warm up a little bit before they go in. Some of the starters resting on the bench, trying to catch their breath. King Cove also on the bench resting as well. A few of their starters dribbling around a bit. 3 minutes and 47 seconds left at this halftime.
Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound, even though your mama tried? Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland light? Are you on a Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Do your exes live in Texas? Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken cause you know that ain't your truck in her drive? Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country wouldn't cool? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen. Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Everybody got a hallelujah. Everybody been through a little hell. When you're rolling down the two lane.
second half are going to be number 34, Robert Thompson, number 4, Michael Gould, number 15, Brennan Larson, number 1, Logan Iapana, and number 3, Riley Wilson. New Halen starters coming onto the court. And it's going to be a New Halen ball at half court. So New Halen with the ball, little jump shot there from the corner, number 5, Riley Young. And no good, New King Cove with the rebound. King Cove's Riley Wilson, going to be called on a travel there, so it's going to be a New Halen ball. Score is 24-31, King Cove leading this game. So New Halen with the ball, swinging it around the perimeter. And a bad pass there by Lucas Anilin. That's going to go out of bounds. King Cove ball. King Cove ball at half court. Michael Gould with the ball, and he is going to pass it inside. King Cove swinging the ball around the court. Riley Wilson with a three-point attempt. It is good. So another King Cove three-pointer. Scores 24-34. King Cove with the 10-point lead. New Halen hoping to get something going here. Number 11, Anilin driving in. Shot attempt there by him. No good. It's going to go off the feet of a New Halen player there. So King Cove ball out of bounds under the New Halen basket. King Cove's number 4, Michael Gould, dribbling the ball up the court. Passing it to the right. And big man Thompson with the jump shot from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by New Halen. New Halen bringing it the other way. Score is still 24-34. 10-point lead by King Cove. New Halen's going to need a few shots here to get back in this game. New Halen trying to get some motion here on offense. Looking to the high post. And it's stolen by number 3, Riley Wilson. He's going to pass to Michael Gould, who's got an easy fast break layup. King Cove with the 12-point lead now. Score is 24-36. New Halen dribbling around, and that's number 11, Anilin with the shot attempt. No good. That's going to bounce out of bounds. King Cove ball coming the other way. Number 4, Michael Gould dribbling the ball for King Cove coming up the court. New Halen putting on some pressure on Gould, but he's going to throw that cross-court pass to Wilson. Wilson looking inside, shot from him. A little pull-up jumper from Wilson for 2 points. King Cove taking off in this second quarter here, second half. New Halen yet to score. New Halen swinging the ball around, trying to get their first points in the third quarter here. Number 5, Riley Young, point guard for the Malamutes, motioning. Looking inside, 32, Nicholas Wassily. Had a shot attempt there, but it's no good. King Cove's going to get the rebound. Riley Wilson open for King Cove. He's going to throw up a little short corner floater. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. But New Halen's going to get the steal. Joseph K. tried to get the fast court break points, but he's going to fumble the ball and go out of bounds. So King Cove has the ball coming the other way. Logan Iapana gets that ball on the inbound. He's going to pass it over back and then to Michael Gould. Michael Gould with the three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by the big man, Robert Thompson. Thompson's going to pass it out to Wilson, who's got another three-pointer for the T-Jacks. Riley Wilson having quite the night, and New Halen's going to call a timeout to try and stop this T-Jack momentum here. So Riley Wilson coming in clutch. A few shots from him to extend the T-Jacks' lead into the double digits. New Halen struggling to score offensively here, not able to get any points. We've got 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Coach Henry Olympic talking it over with his guys, trying to motivate them, keep them in this game. Winner of this game goes home. So this really could be it for the Malamutes unless they can, you know, close the gap here with King Cove. Both teams. Let's do it. So Malamute ball at the half court. Malamute's passed the ball in. Number five, Riley Young has the ball, passes it to the right. Going to the right again, back up top. Riley Young with it on the left side. Young driving inside, he's looking back out. And Nealon, number 11, has it at the top. And Nealon drives and is fouled on that drive. That's going to be on the ground, though. So New Haven ball under their own basket. 32, Nicholas Wassley inbounding for the Malamutes. He's got Riley Young open. Young looking inside, passing it around. And a shot attempt there from 22, Scott and Nealon. Three-pointer is good. Score is now 27-41. New Haven with their first points in the third quarter. King Cove passing the ball around, looking inside. Big man Thompson with a jump shot attempt. He gets his own rebound back to Riley Wilson, and it's good. Riley Wilson on fire this third quarter. Score is now 27-44. King Cove leading. Malamutes struggling. A turnover there by the Malamutes. Recovered by Michael Gould. Gould looking for that shot. No good. Rebounded by the Malamutes, but the ball is slapped out and taken by King Cove. King Cove now has the ball on the perimeter. Riley Wilson, a little heat check, and he is good. Wilson with 4 3-pointers in this third quarter. He's heating up. Keep your eye on him, guys. Malamutes with the ball, trying to close the gap here. Number 23, Scouta Nealon. 3-point attempt is no good. Rebounded by the Malamutes, but it's going to be dribbled out of bounds there. So King Cove ball coming the other way. Score is 27-47. King Cove now with a decisive 20-point lead in this game. Number three, Riley Wilson has been the defining player of this quarter for sure. 3-point attempt by the big man, Robert Thompson, there is no good. New Haven rebound coming the other way. And deflected out of bounds by the T-Jacks. It's going to stay a New Haven ball here. And point. So New Haven with the ball. They're looking for the inbound. And New Haven passes it under Riley Young. He's going to take it inside and get a nice shot in the middle of the key there for 2 points for New Haven. Riley Wilson tried to get a was looking for a three-pointer there. No good. He's going to pass it out. Number one, Logan Iapana, trying to hit Michael Gould. His pass is a little bit low. Going to go through his legs and out of bounds. Taylor Gould coming in for King Cove. He's going to sub in for the big man, Robert Thompson. New Haven ball coming the other way. Riley Young for New Haven driving to the left, trying to get something going. Solid defense by the T-Jacks here. 32, Nicholas Wassily has the ball now, also driving in. And officials are going to call a jump ball. Was trying to pass it out, but looks like he got caught up a little bit there with some King Cove players. So King Cove ball out of bounds. Brennan Larson for King Cove will inbound this one. He's looking for Michael Gould. He's going to pass across the court to Riley Wilson, who will pass back to Gould. Gould bringing the ball up the middle of the court. Passing to the right. A little off target there. Michael Gould passed that one out of bounds. Miscommunication between him and some teammates. So New Haven ball coming the other way. Number five, Riley Young with the ball at the top of the perimeter for New Haven. Calling for his teammates to get in motion, trying to get some offensive movement here. Young passes it to number 11, and Nealon. Back to Young. Young's going to pass across the court. 3-point attempt there by number 23, Scout and Nealon. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. King Cove's Brennan Larson with that rebound. He's bringing it down the court. Out to Taylor Gould. Out to Riley Wilson. Wilson passes it to Gould. Gould to Larson. Larson inside, and that's Logan Iapana who's going to get that bucket for King Cove. Still with a 20-point lead, scores 29-49. King Cove with a 20-point lead. 3-point attempt by New Haven, no good. Rebounded by the T-Jacks. And going to be deflected by a New Haven player out of bounds, so it's going to be a King Cove ball coming the other way. Michael Gould wide open, pump fake, no good. Going to drive in and dump it to Iapana number one, but that layup is missed. Stolen by New Haven, stolen back by King Cove. Number 13, Sailor Gould, able to get 2 points for the T-Jacks there. So 29-51, King Cove now breaking that 50-point mark in this game. New Haven with the ball, trying to get something going. Number 32, three-pointer from Nicholas Wassily, and that's good. New Haven 32, King Cove 51. King Cove with the ball, looking inside. Michael Gould, a little pull-up fadeaway jump shot there from him, and it is good. So Michael Gould having quite the night tonight. Very well-rounded performance from this King Cove team, though, as well. A little confusion on the New Haven side there, as like there was an official timeout. I'm not quite sure what happened there, but looks like it's going to be a New Haven ball out of bounds, and we are back in the game. New Haven passes it down low to Anilin, and Anilin went for the shot. No good, deflected out of bounds by King Cove, so it's going to be a New Haven ball under the basket. So New Haven's number 32, Nicholas Wassily, inbounding for the Malamutes. Looking outside for Riley Young. He's going to pass to the corner to Scout Anilin. Three-point attempt, no good. He gets his own rebound. Little pull-up jump shot by Anilin, no good. Rebounded by Michael Gould. He's going the other way. Deflected out of bounds by Riley Young for the Malamutes. It's going to stay T-Jack's ball. Number 15, Brennan Larson of the T-Jacks, inbounding on the right side of the court. Larson looking for a teammate. He's got Iapana in the key, dumping it to Sailor Gould on that nice backdoor cut. Sailor Gould with 2 points for the T-Jacks. 32-55, King Cove leading. 30 seconds remain in this third quarter. Remember, loser of this game is eliminated from the tournament and will not have a chance to compete in the 1A state tournament. New Haven with the ball, trying to get a few last points. Ball is in the bottom of the short corner. A bad pass there by New Haven, but they're able to get it back. Number 25, Trevor Bybee, with the last points of the quarter. So score is 34-55. New Haven to get those last 2 points there. 8 minutes remain in this basketball game. Winner will advance to the next round of this tournament. Loser is done and heading home. So a very big moment for both of these teams' season right now. Definitely stay tuned into this one. King Cove kind of erupting that quarter, giving themselves a comfortable lead here going into the fourth. Score is 34-55, so a 21-point lead by King Cove. Definitely the player you want to talk about from that third quarter is number three, Riley Wilson, with four three-pointers made. Very impressive performance from him. But overall, everybody on this team doing very well. Good ball movement. Looking inside for good passes. Good backdoor cuts. Solid performance from the T-Jacks tonight. T-Jacks taking the court right now. It's going to be a New Haven ball, though, at half court. New Haven just broke the huddle and is coming out. Number 11, Lucas Anilin, will be inbounding for the Malamutes. Anilin inbounds for the Malamutes while swinging it around the perimeter. Looking to get something going. Number 32 for the Malamutes, three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by the Malamutes. 32 is going to get his own rebound. Going back to the corner. Swinging it around the perimeter. 32, Nicholas Wassily. Another three-point attempt from him. No good. And the ball went out of bounds. Looks like it's going to be a jump ball, though. Just kidding. Official's going to call for a black ball. And a few subs coming in for